Welcome to the lesson call for January the 10th, 2021. Glenda will be with us soon. She's certainly with us in spirit, and she's got a couple things that she's dealing with at the moment. And she's just going to be delayed till she gets on the call with us. We'll definitely be have an opportunity, anyone who would like to share a comment or a blessing request or a prayer, you're most welcome to do that. Just hit *61. And we'll get you on the call with us. There are a couple of things that I could point out that are interesting and going on right now. We have a couple of things that are lining up in the sky. Right now we have the sun is getting close to its alignment with Pluto. That happens once every year. And this year, let's see, it's going to be exact about 4 days from now. So Thursday, we should have the exact alignment with the sun, Pluto. And that's it. That's always a very interesting alignment. The essentially what it is, of course, the alignment of light and divine love or transformation at the very least. The divine love, divine will is something that resonates with the energy of Pluto, as well as death and resurrection and regeneration. So there's quite a lot of different energetic influences that resonate with Pluto. And when the sun and Pluto are together, there's just a very large potential for an increase in energy, an increase in light, and also the shifting, the transforming of energy on a huge variety of levels. And that's happening this week. So it's getting close now. It's about 4 degrees away. So it's something that we could start to feel the influence of already. That one's very interesting. As well, we have another alignment of planets that's going on. And this one will be an exact alignment, excuse me, between Mars and Uranus. So that one is going to take probably about 10 days or so still to develop. So it's getting close, just like the Sun and Pluto are getting close right now. But Mars moves a bit slower. So it's got about 5 degrees to go. And I think Mars at this point is going about a half a degree a day in the sky. And you can actually kind of watch this in the evening. Mars is visible. After it gets dark, look towards the south. And you should be able to see Mars as a reddish object in the middle of the sky if the sky is clear. And that one's very interesting. Mars resonates with intent, but also simply action and desire. And Uranus is the energy of surprises. And one of the things that is resonant with the energy of Uranus is sudden insight. And a symbol for that is like a bolt of lightning. So we could certainly expect that we might have sudden things that would happen that would perhaps present us with new opportunities or new abilities, new directions that we could go. And it's also something that is a strong influence, especially Uranus, for our tendencies towards growth and freedom. And so with Mars coming together with Uranus, there's also the possibility of new opportunities for growth in the direction of developing our individuality, and also for our realization of new levels of freedom. It's also very positive. Uranus in general is very positive for things that we would do in terms of creating things together. It's very good for community. So certainly the brotherhood and the sisterhood of humanity. New discoveries that would help us on a practical level. This alignment is happening with Uranus in Taurus. So thank you everybody for being here. Just want to mention again, Glenda's planning to be here, and at the moment she's just kind of involved in something that's requiring her attention for at least a few minutes. And so she asked if I could get the call started. One of the things I do want to mention is there was a sudden and tragic loss for one of our blessing givers, one of our member of our community. And Desmond's brother, I believe his name was Joshua. He died. Desmond's brother was killed in a car accident, as I understand it. And this occurred, I believe, on Friday. And so I heard from Desmond, and I think he and Glenda have had a chance to talk. But I know Desmond's whole family is kind of connected with our community, and a number of them are blessing givers, including Desmond. And so we want to definitely include Desmond and his brother and his whole family and all who know and love him in our blessing for today. So please include him in your prayers, Desmond and his brother and the family. So we have a few people who are ready for joining on the call. I see Jerome. I'm going to open your line, Jerome.
Well, I read the history of the world, how the countries of Germany and Russia and China were overtaken at different times, and we just are facing that with our current country now, to be overtaken by a darker energy that's happened. And so I just send blessings to everything of the possibility of brotherhood and sisterhood and love and light and unity, and blessings for Glenda, too, with her life and her family. But I just read about the history of the world, and that's what we're going through now, too, as a country.
Yeah,
it's... So we weren't the only ones that went through it, but the other ones were too. And just for God's light, compassion, love, peace, and joy, and everybody coming to their heart and spirit, and for you as well. And to hear you talk, it just opens my heart with love and light, and blessings for you and your family too, and for our country as well and our world. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerome. Yeah, I think that it's some of the changes that are happening right now are they're very surprising and even stunning. So to some degree we stand there and we're like, it's not a complete surprise that some of these things are happening, but at the same time, it's kind of like an assault upon freedom, and that impacts not just our country, but every country in the world that cares about this and it has their own growth and evolution towards greater freedom. And so it's something for us all to stand and certainly to acknowledge and to lend our energetic support and our love towards a resolution for this. It's just as you've expressed. So thank you so much for highlighting that for us and including that in the blessings for today.
Yes, I think thank you for your light and love and blessings for all of us, too, and for the world, too. So the best with you and your family, too, and I just thank you for being there with your light and love and spirit of joy. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Jerome.
Okay.
Yeah, and God bless you and your family as well. I know you always kind of like to include your family, of course, and I'm sure you probably always do. Is there anything in particular in addition for your family or anyone else that you'd like to make sure that we also include on the blessing today?
Yes. One of my family named Andrew had a fantastic thing happen to him, too, and he had a medical condition but also a spiritual condition that happened to him, and so he had to go into the hospital, and his life has changed forever, too, so... special blessings for my son Andrew, who's going through things too. So thank you. Yeah.
Certainly.
Okay.
Yeah. All well, right. I just, you know, I really, you're always on the call. You're always offering such an encouragement. You always give so much love to, you know, to the whole community.
Yeah.
And your presence and your energy, your light, is something that's always there. It's a constant for us and encourages us, and it's something that kind of helps us always kind of initiate the energy on the call. So Jerome, thank you for being there and for being someone who's a presence of light and love and encouragement for everything that's going on, but in particular for the community in general.
Yes, and I had a thing happen to me last year where I went out into the universe. I went into the universe of spirit, and I found 8 stars, and I went in there, and we're connected with the universe, not just here, but we're connected with all the stars in the universe of love and light and peace and joy. So I do that with you, too. So we're connected to the spirit of the universe.
That's beautiful. Now, was that a kind of a vision, or was it a dream? How would you describe the event of that experience?
The event of that experience was I wanted to leave Earth, and a friend of mine who was a shaman, and I've been a shaman too in the past, said, "Jerry, sit down," and he did drumming for me, and I left my body, and I went out into the universe, and I found stars. I found 8 stars. And I went in the 8 stars, and words can't even come close to the light and love and energy that I felt. And so that's for all of us, too, when we leave our bodies. And I know that the spirit that we are gets to go to the universe of love and light and stars and Jesus and spirit, too. So I can't tell you, the words can't come close to what happened to me. So that's for us, too, in spirit that we are. So we're a spirit of the universe, and we're, and you are too. So thank you with everything you do.
Well, you know, that's so beautiful. I thank you for sharing some of the details of that. So it's extremely encouraging. So what's at the heart of shamanism is really it's communication, and so that's what Yeshua is telling us about, related to our connectedness with the one spirit.
We need to remember that and feel that, just like you're saying. But we get reminders in our life about what you do and what Glenda does too. And so thank you for being there with everything for yourself and your spirit. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I know, I remember there's this one place where Yeshua's talking about it, and he says that we're so connected through the Spirit. So we can access any aspect of intelligence or congress with beings across the stars, just like you're expressing. And he says, if it's something appropriate for us, we can connect with it. We could have the experience of it. And
Correct.
So, what you've illustrated is a beautiful example of that exact teaching. And I think it's one of those things that's kind of rare for us to catch a glimpse of. So I just feel really lifted up with having you hear it, with having you say it so we could all hear it. And I think another thing that we could bring into the blessing, which is kind of implied in what you're saying, is that we're connected with these energies and we can draw upon them. There is such immense resources inside us and around us that we can draw upon.
Yes, we can.
And these things they're already with us, but we can perhaps amplify their effect and their presence through our attentiveness, which is something that he's telling us that is an important thing for us to use.
That's right. And I think the different people have come, and Jesus was the one who felt that love and light and helped our country, our earth, and our universe too with everything he did.
That's such a valuable connection. And I appreciate you sharing that. And anytime you want to share more on that subject, I would absolutely love to hear it and talk with you about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too, and blessings for everything today. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. All right. And then we got a number of people who are getting ready to come on. Thank you very much, everybody, for being here. And thank you for those who want to come on and make a comment or share a blessing. Jean Marie, I'm going to open your line.
Hi, Tony and everyone. I think what you were just talking about is exactly what we need to remember and shine forth more than ever in our world right now. Absolutely. Everything needs our light. Everything needs our love. Everything needs our joy. And I think there's something greater that's sorting all this out.
Yes. Well, and isn't it kind of true that sometimes we have to get into a place that pushes us somewhat into a challenge or perhaps even an extremity? And that is the place where we find the need or the reason or the opportunity to reach out and ask for help in a new way.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
But along the lines of blessing requests, a friend of mine asked me to ask for a blessing for her good friend, Daylene Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, who's going through quite a physical challenge right now and could be close to transitioning. I'm not sure. No, I don't need the description. Just to put her in the prayer blessing today on the list.
Yeah, sure. Daylene Lewis. We got her.
Yes. So that's it. Thank you so much, and everybody, and on to the next. Take care, Tony, and everybody.
Okay. All right, Jean Marie, thank you very much.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. All righty. And I'm watching the board as well. I do expect that we're going to get Glenda on the call at some point. But she's just a little bit tied up right now with things that she's taking care of. A little bit of a medical thing going on in the family. And there's just a need for her attention to be diverted to that for the moment. And I think we'll have her. Oh, we have Glenda here. Glenda, are you able to let's see. I probably have to. Hit *61 so I can see you on the board. I just got a text that Glenda's here, so we'll have her with us in a minute, I'm sure. All right. Oh, there you go. Hi, Glenda.
Hey, everybody. I've been here just delighting in the conversation that was going on, and I had faithfully pressed my star six, but it didn't show up. So that meant you guys were supposed to be talking. And I apologize for my lateness. It has been a very, very trying week for me. And I'm hoping to wrap it up with a wonderful blessing with all of you today. I know that we're gonna share some amazing and transcendental energy in this blessing today. I can feel it. And yeah. I just loved what Jerome finally admitted to us that he's a shaman. I knew that laugh came from somewhere. The joy of the universe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, no, that was Jerome, just a, I had you pretty yeah. well figured out. You just had to admit it.
Yes, indeed.
But, you know, we all can be, because we were born. The Bible says that we are children of God. But yeah. God is also the universe, which makes us children yeah. of the universe. Yeah. Once I was having a wonderful conversation with probably the most enlightened Christian I've ever met, other than Yeshua. And I really fully believe this man was one of the original apostles. I really do. It was Dr. Robert Applegate of Christ Church League, where the painting... He was appointed to come and take that painting. It's a long story, and I won't put you all through it right now, but anyway, the man was born into an extremely wealthy Philadelphia family of extended family lawyers in the biggest law firms in Philadelphia. So he was born into money, and the family just created trust funds for him and threw money at him. He wasn't interested. Put it all into savings, and he figured, I'll use it someday. Went into the military. Then he decided he needed to study theology. Went into Princeton, studied theology there. Brilliant, brilliant man. And mastered seven languages, read the Bible in seven languages, and he had the most lucid understanding of the Bible of anyone I've ever met. And he's the one who actually worked with me directly, even though I had readers who faithfully proofed my work. The one who worked with me to confirm the message from Yeshua was Dr. Applegate. And that man was the closest I have ever met to a Christian shaman before. He was multidimensional in his ability to just literally walk through the world. But one day we were having a little conversation, and I said, you know, wouldn't it be great to just go into the universe? And his response was this: just go into any one cell of your body, because the whole universe is encoded in every cell of your body.
Yeah, beautiful.
And I went, I gasped. And I went, oh, Lord. And he said, how do you think Yeshua could move the mountain? How do you think he could come back from the dead? Because he knew these things. He had mastered these things. Mm. So we do a little bit of that every Sunday when we convey the blessing. We bring in the energy of the universe, the special high-frequency energy of the Holy Spirit, the grace of God, the loving mastery of Yeshua, and all that it means for him to be the Christ, and to bring us into the Christed community. So we do that every Sunday, and it doesn't come from any one of us as blessing givers. We simply have surrendered to be connection points, shall we say, in a very, very large whole. And those connection points are actually very important. If you want to illustrate that for yourself someday, go into, well, an amusement store or any place that might sell a kaleidoscope. You might have to go on Amazon these days to find one and buy it. But just buy a kid's kaleidoscope. And notice how when you change one configuration and then you turn the wheel, the entire pattern changes. Just one point. I think, and actually I've purchased little kaleidoscopes like this for seminars, in-live seminars that I've conducted, and had people imagine they were one point on that kaleidoscope. And they pick out one point. Okay, now I want you just to move that one point somewhere else and turn the wheel. And then they go, oh my Lord, I really could move a mountain. And I'll say, yep, that's right. Because the whole universe is inside you. So you really can do it. But, okay, now the question is, what gets in the way? Okay, you want to know? I'm sure you do. I'm sure you already basically know, but I bet you're asking me. Okay, it's the ego that gets in the way. And when I talk about ego, I'm not talking about vanity. I'm not talking about being pumped up over your accomplishments. I'm not talking about pride or personal glory. No, that's not what I'm talking about. The ego being the stable point you put inside the wheel of your life. Because you want balance. And we all want balance. And we don't like it when we lose that balance. Well, and it's dangerous, actually. We're not, you know, if you've ever had a little too much to drink, it's definitely not safe to drive. And we don't want you behind the wheel of your car. Okay? If you've had an overdose of medicine, or you're just coming out of surgery, you're not allowed to drive home. Same thing. Your balance point has gone off. Now, if you read about the work of many, many shamans, you will read that they always take you to a safe place where you can let go of the I am that you thought you were so that you can discover the I am that you are. And there's a big, big difference. And then they leave you there. And there are some shaman in some cultures who, after they take you there, they'll actually bury you under about a foot of dirt with only your head out, and they'll put a pillow under your head, and they'll say, now go to sleep until you're stable. I'm serious. It's that shocking. And I think the apostles that saw, that witnessed Yeshua's transfiguration were that shocked. They were off their feet, really. They were. And this is why I think he wouldn't allow them to see some of his most extraordinary moments, because he didn't want them to do that. But I think it's also why he sent them out to the world with nothing but a knapsack on their back, a bladder of water hanging off their belt, and sandals, and then he'd just say, go out, meet the world, and let the world feed you. He wanted to throw them off their center. And we can say, I can, and I know lots of others have, why did the apostles suffer so much? They were the chosen of the Lord, and they went out doing his work, building his church, and yet they suffered. Why did they suffer? Well, because doing his work threw them off their ego center, and they didn't know how to replace it, or they hadn't learned how yet to replace it with a divine center. Now, that being said, there are two of the chosen who did not suffer. One was his mother. You think she didn't know her divine center? Yeah, she sure did. She had it inside her from the time he was conceived, and she never left her divine center. The other one was John, the apostle of love. He's the one that really got the message of love. And he died a natural death and was lifted into heaven, just as Mother Mary was lifted into heaven. So the key is, when you're thrown off center, you may not want to grab back the old center. You may want to seek it as an opportunity for discovering a better center of your I am, a better way of centering your life. And that's one of the really big reasons I tell you after the blessing to go lie down. I want you, that's the same reason the shaman bury people with their head out of the ground after they change their center of being. Okay, go lie down and just let God rewrite the center of your life and bring to you the blessing that you're asking for. And you might even want to fall asleep and take it easy the rest of the day. I would suggest you just, especially the rest of the day, don't go back to your the glories of your achievement or the accomplishments in your ordinary life. Just hang loose. Be neutral. Be available to God. Be available to change. Be available to opportunity and to the love of those around you who want to know you as the love that you are. That's the best way to receive blessings. And this is one of the reasons I ask you to come back again and again and again. There's no charge. It just takes a little of your time. But gradually, you'll move to that new center. You'll be there. And it will make a difference in life. It really, really will. Okay, Tony. I need to turn everything back to you because I don't have the board. And you do.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I'll be able to keep you on. You'll hear disconnected and then reconnected, I think. We have a couple
okay.
of people who are ready to come on and share a comment or a blessing request with us. First one is Mara.
Hello, Tony and Glenda.
Hi, Mara.
I am overwhelmed here with joy at the message today. Jerome, I want to give you a special thanks because over the years I have felt that your son Andrew and my son Matthew have had similar journeys of very great difficulties. And with you, I continue to pray and through Glenda and Yeshua, learning to pray better than I used to in expecting or not expecting necessarily that the transformation will go in the direction that I might be seeing from a very limited perspective, but from a larger universal perspective. And I want to thank you, Jerome, for that, and all the rest of you for your continued prayers. And even when I don't come on and ask for the blessing, I really do feel the grace of these blessings, regardless of whether I enter in every Sunday or not. And I know that somehow and somewhere our prayers are going to be answered. And Tony, your messages again about the stars and the planets are so beautiful, and so well received. And Glenda, you're coming on, and this beautiful message you just gave. Our all of this is joyful, and I'm not crying from sadness now, but from joy, just utter joy. It's the privilege of being with all of you. Thank you. So I put Matthew number one on my list today. Thank you.
Thank you, Maura. Yeah, and your voice and presence is one which is so frequently with us. You so often, through all these webinars, so many of them that I've been on, and everyone that I listen to that it was recorded, your presence is always there, just like it is with the blessing call so many days. So your observations, your questions, your connections, and your concern, and your kindness, and your prayers are things that are so supportive, and they illustrate your connections and your understanding, and they bring a greater light to everything that's expressed on these calls and in this community. So thank you so much for you being here also as a constant light and a constant resonance of that love. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you, Maura. We actually have a couple more people we should probably get in here so that we can get on to the to the blessing. But thank you again. We've got Susan.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Susan.
I just want to start by saying thank you to everyone, in particular Jerome, whose laughter always makes my heart sing, and for his courage to come out and say he is a shaman. That's courageous. And what else would I say? There are two people that I... actually, one person who crossed from COVID, her name is Arlene, so blessings to wherever she will be going. And two people who could use some prayers and because they're going through some difficulty, and that is Dennis and Anne. So I would say that. I would just also say, I want to say that I'm reading this book called Becoming Michelle Obama, and all the way through it, I can feel the faithful heart. I just, it's very interesting what connects. Just, you know, finished off Glenda's webinar of the faithful heart, and then I have this book which illustrates in every corner of it the faithful heart, and I chuckle and laugh. I don't even think I would you know, be able to acknowledge that except for having taken the webinar. And so it's very clear to me the examples of the faithful heart when she describes everything in this book. I also want to put a lot of light around a country. I do believe that this stuff that's bubbling up and the last 4 years with a different president was meant to bubble up because it's undulating under the surface. And it gets pretty scary and pretty dark. And but I have to trust that God, in His infinite wisdom, knows what's going on and will help those of us who lead us to a better place. I have to believe that, and I do believe it. But I do want to. I felt a need to acknowledge it, as Jerome felt a need to make some kind of an acknowledgement of it. And I would just say that, but blessings to everybody, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks for those thoughts and for those blessings. Very good. All right. We've also got our last caller on the board right now, Stormy. Hey, Stormy.
Thank you, Jerome, very much for that part of you that is in the stars is within you here, and the blessings that come from those stars come through you as it is within any of us. Again, thank you, Jerome, for the stars and the blessings that we manifest to each other from one universe and one world to another.
Very nice. Thank you, Stormy. You always give us... Go ahead, Glenda.
No, I just wanted to thank Stormy.
Yeah, you always bring us such nice connections, and you kind of give us something that, like a song, poetically kind of connects the energy for us. So thank you for always being with us and connecting the energy like that as you do. So, Glenda, oh, we have one more person who's just come on the board. We've got Eva. Hi, Eva.
Hi, Tony and Glenda and everybody else. Two blessings I would like to request. A very good friend of my daughter's, Priscilla. She hasn't been well for a while. Her blood pressure's up and they can't get it down. She's been doing, before the COVID, some very good work with migrants, people, immigrants that have needs, and had a building and an organization where they would help them out. And that, of course, they couldn't be doing, so she brought a lot of things to her home. Carry on that work. I don't know whether she got the, depleted from some of what's going on, but she definitely needs our prayers and blessings. My daughter was talking to her on the phone last week, and she said she just really sounds terrible and doesn't quite know, what to do, I guess, where to go. So please put Priscilla on the blessing list. And then another very good friend of my daughter's also, Joelle and her boyfriend Dave, are having some very difficult times with financial and relationship problems, and I think maybe Dave has taken to drinking to maybe get rid of some of it. So she's having a really hard time. So Joelle and Dave, please put them on the blessing list, and hopefully, we can ease some of their pain and give them some hope and faith and courage to move ahead in life and understand this whole universe, which is that power. And I'm so glad to hear so much of that today, which I'm very, very glad to hear Susan's comments about, yes, this is what I have been saying for so long with people that get upset over what's happening. Yes, it's disturbing, but I do believe it's telling all of us to wake up and bring in a better world. So thank you much for everybody.
Thank you.
Can I speak?
I
want to thank everyone. I just want to take one moment to thank everyone for your prayers and your support with all that Larry and I have been going through with his health. And those of you who've really put up with my slow shipments, we can't bring anyone into the house. And it's not a good time to move our production area out of our house into another location. So that means that Mama G gets to do all the work. And in between working for Spiritus Church and for Yeshua, I'm working to keep our house moving and Larry moving into a better place with his health. So these have been challenging times, and I'm just trying to take care of everyone the very best I can. And I just want to thank you for your love, your support, and your prayers. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Glenda. There was we had one other person come on the board. We have Tara Kim.
Okay.
Okay. I chalk you.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Hi, and I just wanted to say a quick thank you for everything, that all the blessings that we've been requesting lately and how well things are starting to unfold. And just in general, I'd wanted to request a blessing for all that is unfolding right now in the big picture of things that's seen and also that may be unseen, just supporting all the processes that need to be supported right now. And I just wanted to request a blessing for my mom, my dad, and my husband and our dogs as well, and the rest of our families.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's our last person on the board. So if you like, Glenda, you could take it away and get us into the blessing.
I sure will. It would be my pleasure. Everyone, just relax. Let go of any perceptions you have of the world. I would recommend you close your eyes. It helps to produce that disconnect. And then take a very deep cleansing breath. Hold it and draw it in further than you thought you could. And then release it completely, more than you thought you could. Just push it out and repeat that. And push it out. Now as you breathe in, feel it passing over your heart, giving your heart a gentle caress. Telling your heart to wake up and putting your mind to sleep. There's no room for thoughts or thinking right now. We are here to be with God, to be with one another, and to receive the blessings of Christ, the Holy Spirit, our Heavenly Father, and the universe. We are here to open ourselves up to a much bigger picture than anything we've been seeing in the recent world. Just to be and be more than we ever thought we could be. So just relax and be in that state. There's nothing else for you to do except don't cross your arms or legs. That's because we want only the energy to cross over and not your body to tell it where to cross over. If left to its own instinctive ways, your energy will cross over in your heart, and that's where it should. I will say my prayer to Yeshua. And then I will conduct the blessing. And I ask that the other blessing givers will stand with me and conduct the blessing. For all of those on the list, but all of those who don't even know to ask about being on the list, and all the lives we will touch in the next year and in the next 100 years as we grow into a greater state of presence in the world. Dear Yeshua, you came among us to accept us as we are, and also to show us how much more we can be, and to let us know that the two are not contradictory. We can accept everyone as they are, accepting all the flaws, all the things that are difficult to tolerate, everything that annoys us. We can accept everyone as they are, knowing they're just human, like us. And yet also to know they're a child of God. And within every cell of their body is the potential of the universe to expand and unfold and ignite within them a fiery light that can literally light the world. So we ask that you light our candles and that you heal our bodies, that you soothe our stressed lives, and that you lift us up into a greater energy where we are not experiencing stress. stress in life, but joy in life, where we are reaching for greater possibilities and more opportunities. We ask these things in your name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now? Let's begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and receive. Just be a blank slate upon which the blessings of God and the will of God. Allow your life to open up to wonderful new possibilities. Bye-bye for now, and I look forward to seeing you again, being with you again next week.